Well, good evening. Glad y'all are here. And we're going to head into the final part of Acceptable Year of the Lord. We're going to start in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11, and read a few verses there. For now, this is God talking to Isaiah to tell to Israel, the people, his people at the time. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. So the stammering lips and another tongue is God speaking to Israel. It's not confusing, not to confuse them, not to be some new language to learn or anything. It's in a different language because they spoke a different language and he spoke their language so they could understand it. Verse 12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. There was no fault in the word of God. It was their choice. Isaiah 28, verse 13, but the word of the Lord was unto them, precept unto precept, line unto line upon line, here a little, and there a little, that they might, that they might what? That's what you have to ask, that they might what? Because there's a series given here, a consecutive series. What was the purpose of all that knowledge and doctrine? The additional precepts upon precepts and the additional line upon lines. It was that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. That's all prophecy. I believe that the phrase that they might go refers to the choice that God gave to Israel to crown or to crucify the Son of Man, the Son of God. That prophecy is confirmed by the wording in a parallel prophecy, Isaiah 8, verses 14 and 15. Isaiah 8, 14, and he shall be for a sanctuary. He shall be for a sanctuary. That was a positive choice for Israel. He shall be for a sanctuary. For their sanctuary it would be. What follows in the verse was the negative choice for Israel, which is what Israel actually chose. But for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and a snare, for a snare, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Verse 15, Isaiah 8:15, and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. So some similar or same wording there is in Isaiah 28. The sequence of words is the same in both of the parallel prophecies except for the first word. So the difference in the first word in the series in Isaiah 8:15 helps to show what the word go, the first word means in the series, the second half of Isaiah 28:13, that series that we read earlier. In both verses, the first word is followed by words fall, broken, snared, and taken. But the first word of the verses that are parallel to the words that they might go, in the other passage it says, many among them shall stumble. So go was, even though it was their Israel's choice, they stumbled. Well, when did Israel stumble? When was it that Israel stumbled? Was it at the cross? Well, let's see what the Bible says. 1 Peter 2, verses 7 and 8. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same became the head of the corner. 1 Peter 2, 8. And a stone of stumbling, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same became the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So Peter calls Jesus a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to those disbelievers. Look at Romans chapter 9, verses 31 through 33. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it's written, Behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So Paul also calls Jesus a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. Israel stumbled when they demanded that their Messiah be crucified. They stumbled at the crucifixion, at the cross. Let's plug that understanding into Isaiah 28, verse 13. But the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. In that verse, we want to find the fall and what came before the fall and what came after the fall. Well, as we read, when we were talking about Isaiah 28, we see the word fall. It's the fall of Israel from being in line to receive the kingdom at that time. That was the fall. They fell out of line from being God's chosen people to receive the at-hand kingdom. The kingdom that was at hand at that time. No longer at hand now, but it was then. Just before the fall of Israel, they had that choice to go toward crowning their Messiah as their king or to go toward crucifying their Messiah. And the choice was to stumble at that stumbling stone. Well, just after that fall of Israel, both parallel prophecies, Isaiah 28 and Isaiah 8, say that they were broken, snared, and then taken. And it's likely that the last in the list, taken, refers to Isaiah 6, verses 9 through 13. Isaiah 6, 9, and he said, Go and tell this people. Well, that's what we were saying before. God told Isaiah prophecies for the people. This people being Israel, God's people. He said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Isaiah 6:10. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Isaiah 6:11. Then said I, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted. Now this is after the fall then. After the fall of Israel and after the fall, being broken, snared, and taken. He goes on, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted, without inhabitant, and the city, until cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. Isaiah 6:12, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Well, we've seen all that, haven't we? That all came after the fall and before the tribulation. Isaiah 6:13 hasn't come yet, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, as an oak, whose substance is in them, and they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Well, it says removed men far away, and great forsaking in the midst of the land. Those two clauses foretell and prophesy what comes after Israel's fall and what comes after their later blinding, Israel's blinding. We have a handle on the first word in the list, go, stumbling at the cross. And we have a handle on the last word in the list, taken. Centuries of the land being forsaken. We've seen that. That leaves two words in the middle of the list and two scriptural events that are left to be designated in this series that we're talking about. Not in the end of time, but in this series of things mentioned. The meaning of the third word, snared, gives it away. Writings in the period covered by the book of Acts, so we're moving up now till the time of the book of Acts, they tell that Israel allowed itself to be snared by its frequent whoring after other gods in place of obeying the God of Abraham. So Israel rejected God the Father at the cross. The rejection of God the Father was all the prophets that God sent to them being rejected by Israel. And at the cross, Israel rejected the Son of God. Israel's frequent straying away from God was capped by their blaspheming the Holy Ghost and by their speaking against the Holy Ghost at the end of Acts chapter 7. Let's look at how Paul describes Israel's being snared. We'll see that in Romans 11, verses 8, and forward from there. According as it is written, God hath given them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Romans 11:10, let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. In those three verses, we see five times that Israel had reached the point of no return in their going after other gods. When Israel reached the point of no return, God snared them so that he could have our Savior die for the sins, all the sins of all the people. And it's reported progressively. It's not all told at one time. Paul tells that snaring being cast away in Romans 11:15, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? That speaks of resurrection, doesn't it? Life from the dead. In Acts 28, verses 26 and 27, Paul described what Isaiah 28:13 called snared. As you shall see, this is the quote now, ye shall see and not perceive, and quote, their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes. Well, that's blindness. Look at Isaiah 28:13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept. In other words, more continuing to come, a little at a time, line upon line. And then line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So the time of well, let's go on. Let's look at it in Acts. Paul quotes in Acts 28 verses 26 and 27, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. There's a blockage there, in other words, placed there. Acts 28:27. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Well, that matches the thought of Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. At first it seemed strange that God would want his only begotten Son to be assassinated. But it fits right in with the verses we just read in Romans 11, verses 8 through 10. That leaves the middle word in Isaiah 28:13, in that list, the word being broken. It needs to be defined or identified still from the scripture. Let's read it again. Isaiah 28:13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. That also leaves only one unidentified event in Israel's history recorded in the Acts period, talked about in the list there. In the verses following the Romans 11, verses 8 to 10 verses, what comes after 10, verse 11 and on, Paul described that one event of Israel that is left. That one remaining event of Israel that's in that list is after Israel's fall, before Israel was snared and cast away, or cast away, whichever words or passage you're looking at. So let's look at Romans 11, verses 11 through 15. Let me just read them, and I think you'll get it here. What God did after Israel fell. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them, Israel, to jealousy. Now, if the fall, this is verse, Romans 11, verse 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing, oops, there's a new term, the diminishing of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Romans 11, 13. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, Romans 11, 14, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Talking about Israel again. Verse 15, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? So, especially Romans 11, verse 12, describes the word broken as being Israel's gradual diminishing. A new term brought in, the diminishing. The point is that Israel's events were prophesied at least twice in the Old Testament, in the prophetic writings. The Bible prophesied Israel's stumbling, fall, being broken or diminished, being snared or blinded, and taken. See how the remainder of this passage in Isaiah 28, verses 10 to 18, prophesied what happened next, what happened to Israel. Starting in verse 13, the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go, and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Isaiah 28:14, wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men, that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. Verse 15, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell, we are at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Isaiah 28:16, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Sion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:17, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Verse 18, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your covenant with hell, your agreement with hell, shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, and you shall be trodden down by it. Isaiah 28 prophecies, those prophecies that we're reading here in Isaiah 28, it prophesies Israel's history following its fall in Acts 7 through the centuries of being forsaken and trodden down. Almost immediately after Israel's fall, Christ began revealing his secret pattern, the mystery of Christ, by which he first saved into the body of Christ unforgivable sinner Paul, Saul of Tarsus at the time, starting the dispensation of the gospel of Christ in Acts 9. And that completes the notes I've got on it. Any questions or any things that need to be explained, please pop them into text there or raise your hand.